Okay. Girls didn't have sports in those days. We had something called the Girls Athletic Association. And you might laugh at this, but we had to play girls' rules basketball, and I hated it. I love basketball, but I didn't like playing girls' rules.
So what was different about the girls' rules basketball?
You only went half court.
What else did you do with the...
We had volleyball, and that was it.
We're going to move on to the school board. So how long were you on the school board?
27 years.
Were there very many other women on the school board when you were...
I was the first woman to ever be elected to the Slinger School Board.
Okay, and how have you seen that change since you were first elected? Like,
oh, my goodness. There was an attitude towards education in the early 80s that existed here yet that in some parts of our school district where education was important, that when kids got to be 16, they quit. And the 16 law came into being in 1949, so some kids had been out of school at that time, had to come back even. But as soon as they turned 16, they were gone. But there was, and especially for girls, I graduated in 57. There were a number of girls in my class that quit when they were 16 because the father didn't think they needed to be in school. So there was still a little bit, but as people moved in, that idea became diluted. And as we got into the late 80s, it had made a drastic change, and you got the feeling that, you know, people really want this. And so that's why our referendums were successful and for the buildings that came for the school.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell me about the school board?
About the school board? We've been very, very fortunate in this district to have individuals who you can... we've kind of groomed to take that head spot. Like,
okay.
Mr. Severs came here as a guidance counselor, and then he was an elementary principal. He was an assistant principal, and he was at elementary. Yep. Then he came to the high school, then he went to the central office, and now he's a superintendent.
Yeah.
Joe Winkren, much the same. Bob Reynolds. Bob Reynolds didn't have high school experience, but he had elementary and middle school. He had a degree in guidance counseling, but he was a fifth grade teacher when he was hired here.
Okay.
But we've been very fortunate, and I think it says a lot for us that we can hire within and have such great people.